Good morning, it's time for another podcast. I'm outside in the garden again, in the Bright Garden, and this time I'm basically taking the soil and I'm starting to put some bone meal in again, because it's that time of year again when you need to make this ground a bit more nutritious. So to put the bone meal in, I just rake it over. It's not looking too bad at the moment. We've got lots of chili firecrackers and they're starting to come through, which apparently grow to about 5 to 7 centimeters, and at the moment they're about 3, so they've got a bit of a way to go. But the tomato plant is looking great. It's got loads of stuff, and I've just planted about 7 or 8 new tomato plants in pots down the side. But things in pots don't seem to take as well as they do in the garden. I don't know why. Maybe the soil's better. But I mean, it's potting compost, so you'd think it would do something. But no, they grow quite slowly, whereas in the ground they just like grow like triffids. So now that I've done the potting compost and sorted out the blood and bone meal, I'm going on a thrip hunt. Now, what they are tiny little... Well, they range from anything from maybe like 4 centimeters down to about 1. And they're like grasshoppers, but they're called thrips. And they have this really strange alien-type head. And they're everywhere. Like, you just have to come along and pick them off, because we're trying to make the garden organic. So we come along, we pick them off and squish their heads. But even then, they just, you know, you throw them on the floor and the next thing they've jumped away, and they're so quick, like lightning fast, they'll move. And if you think English grasshoppers were odd looking, these things are just freaky. So I'm learning as I'm going, and I learnt it was best to water in the morning. That way the plants get thirsty. They have a little morning breakfast. So that's what I've started doing, is watering them in the morning. It looks like the thrips are having a party on this one. I've got like a Lebanese eggplant, and there's like, for some strange reason, on one leaf there's like 4 thrips, and then one normal looking grasshopper. I am going to get my thrip stick out and thrash them. Hang on, I'll be back in a second. So here are the results of my thrip kicking contest. I managed to bury one, and the other 2 scarpered. Like I said, they're like lightning. Ah, no, there he is. He's hanging on my snow peas. Okay, bear with me. I'm just going to flick him off. Oh, look, he's creeping around the other side. Ah, that. Where did he go? He's... Oh, so annoying. I think I got him. He looks like a locust, that one. Doesn't look like a thrip at all. Maybe I've got locusts. Now I've got ants all over my podcast. I wonder if there's like a feng shui for gardens, because on the right side of one side, everything grows really, really quickly. And it's nothing to do with the sun. I think it might just be a garden feng shui thing. Oops, I've got like a... Oh, that's so annoying. There's like weeds and stuff growing right next to the plants, so when you pull them out, the plants come with it, which is not good. Another thing that you don't realise, like, it's like in your average daily life when you're rushing around... You actually stop to look like really closely at the microcosm that is your little garden, because there's so many things going on. Like, I've got tiny, tiny little ants roving in and outside the plants. And then some of them are carrying little eggs, like they're moving. And they're going down this tiny little hole between the rocket. And there must be a good 20 or 30. And they've all got some sort of purpose, because there must be a nest right underneath. And I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. But, they're busy anyway, so I'll let them be.